morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever I listen to the podcast. This Pastor Edu come here this morning with the word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and his mercy endureth forever. If you have ever turned with me to the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Hallelujah. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul the Apostle wrote this letter to a young preacher, Timothy. He admonished Timothy to show himself approved as a minister of the gospel. He told Timothy of the hard times to come and told Timothy that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Let's turn the Bible to 2 Timothy 3, verse numbers 2 to 5. 2 Timothy 3, verse numbers 2 to 5. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, transgressors, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despairs of those that are good, traitors, highly minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Hallelujah. Paul the Apostle told Timothy of the hard times to come and what will characterize the hard times. He said that in 2 Timothy 3, verse number 2, he said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Hallelujah. And it's only the Scripture what is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that will solve the problems that's about to befall the Apostle Timothy telling Timothy. Hallelujah. The hard times to come with its characteristics calls for the significance of the Scripture and as a catalyst to solve such problems. Hallelujah. I've started today's podcast as the significance of the Scripture. The significance of the Scripture. 2 Timothy 3, verse number 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's the significance of the Scripture from 2 Timothy 3, verse number 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. The word Scripture in the Greek is graphe. The word Scripture in the Greek is graphe. It can mean or may mean document, that is holy writing, or its content or a statement. Hallelujah. Graphe in the Greek means a document, that is holy writing, or its content or a statement in it. Hallelujah. Today I would like to talk about the source of the Scriptures. Where comes the Scripture? I would like to talk about the source of the Scripture from the Scripture. That is 2 Timothy 3, verse number 16. It was inspired by God. It was written by humans with the inspiration from God. Hallelujah. The Scripture, graphy, is not a Playboy magazine. It's not Jim Joel. It is not New York Times. The Scripture was inspired by God. It had the inspiration from God as its source. It wasn't printed in a print house. The source was an inspiration from God. Hallelujah. Hence the significance of the scripture. There are other scriptures written by man or human, but was not canonized. That is, it was not canonized. That is, to be used by the early Christians. So the significance of the scripture, I would like to precede it with the source, which is from God. It is always important to know the source of the scripture that we use in propagating the message of Christ. Hallelujah. The scripture was inspired by God. The scripture was written by human with inspiration by God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at some of the significance of the scripture. I'd like to take, number one is profitable for doctrine. Profitable for doctrine. The word doctrine is didaskalia in the Greek. It simply means instruction, the function or information. Hallelujah. Didaskalia in the Greek simply means instruction, the function or information. Hallelujah. The doctrine of Christ is the good news of the gospel in the New Testament. It was synonymous to the law in the Old Testament. In fact, Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. Joshua was taxed or instructed by God in the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. Read from the King James Version. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. This emphasizes the significance of the scripture, hence the doctrine. The scripture was profitable for doctrine in the Bible times, and is still profitable to us today. Hallelujah. My prayer is that may we apply our hearts to the doctrine of God. Hallelujah. Joshua was taxed in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. After Moses has left, after Joshua's master is gone, the mandate was given to Joshua to continue. But God told him that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. The significance of the scripture. The significance of the scripture. It was relevant to those in old times, and it's still relevant to us today. Hallelujah. Another scripture, significance of the scripture is reproof. Reproof from the Greek word elkos. Elkos in the Greek means conviction. Rebuke is our scripture translation. Instead of conviction, instead of reproof, they use the word conviction or rebuke. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 20, King James read this way: them that sin rebuke before all. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Hallelujah. The word rebuke simply means to tell a fault. And the scripture teaches us how to rebuke or tell a fault. I would like to talk about it in detail in subsequent podcasts. Hallelujah. May the scripture reprove, convict us from any sinful attitude in us. Hallelujah. Reproof. Reproof. Meaning conviction or rebuke in some scripture translation. In some scripture translation. And as enshrined in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 20. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Hallelujah. Another significance of the scripture is for correction. Is for correction. As human, we are imperfect, fallible by nature, and we need correction in order to be in line with the precept of God. Hallelujah. As human, we are fallible. It is only God, the Supreme Being, who is infallible. Hallelujah. And because we are all fallible, we need correction in order to be in line with the precept of God. Hallelujah. Correction. Epatonosis in the Greek simply means to be strengthened up again. To be straightened up again, or to ratify or reform. Hallelujah. In fact, when we became born again and live for Christ, we become reformed or changed person. We become straightened up. The children of Israel failed to be corrected by God, and it led them into captivity. Hallelujah. Let's turn our scriptures to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse number 28. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse number 28. King James read this way: "But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth." Hallelujah. Correction. Correction. The scripture is used to correct us. To straighten us up again, to ratify and to reform. Hallelujah. May the word of God, that the scripture graphy, may the graphy reform us. Hallelujah. May the graphy reprove us. Hallelujah. May the graphy correct us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another significance of the scripture or the graphy is instruction in righteousness. Is instruction in righteousness. The scripture is for instruction. Note, the instruction is qualified by the word righteousness. The word instruction, padelia in the Greek, meaning tutelage, education or training. In fact, instruction from scripture perspective, or the duty of parents, the father, or a master. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 8, Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 8, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." We need to heed to the instruction of God as Christians. The word righteousness is dikaiosune in the Greek, meaning equity of character or act. Specifically, Christian justification. Hallelujah. Dikaiosune, righteousness. Dikaiosune in the Greek, meaning equity of character or act. Specifically, Christian justification. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Graphy, the significance of the scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, hallelujah, in righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, hallelujah. The significance of the scripture. The source is from God. The scripture was inspired by God, hallelujah. And the significance of the scripture is for profitable for doctrine, hallelujah. It's for reproof, it's for correction, and it's for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And finally, the scripture will equip us as Christians to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. The scripture, both old and new, are of equal significance, as we must heed to the scripture. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only. Hallelujah. Stay focused, be blessed, and stay in the glory of the Lord. This Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the word of God. Search for Pastor Edu wherever you get your podcast. And remember, subscribe to my podcast. Amen.